we're so worried about appeasing and using our tax dollars in ways that shouldn't be. They need to be taking care of their own business right here in town, and they're not doing it. So I would venture to tell you this whole Upper Valley is eventually Mother Nature's going to take her back over in spite of man. And I'm glad though this wilderness area that they've been fighting for over here at Donovan is going to come to pass. And I'm so glad because that's a natural wetland. God put it there a long time ago. It's a bog hole. It always was, it is, and it always will be. Absolutely. And they finally have admitted that it will make a natural wildlife area. That's and I'm glad we needed it.
Yeah, it was smart.
We needed it, but there's just so much going on that the newer people of El Paso have no idea
how to live with it rather than
try to change everything.
And I don't think there's enough water here to support the population El Paso is attracting.
That's right. And the way they construct our streets. Look at Donovan right here. You drive up there right now, brand new road, and watch the water seeping up through the cement. Because it's at water table level. And you don't run water uphill. And they've been trying.
Yep. They still have
brand new streets up here. They built Donovan out here. And what do you do if your car breaks down? You can't get off at Donovan. It's got sidewalks. And it's got barricade, you know, in the way of the dam area on that side. And over here, off to your little drainage ditch area. You cannot pull off. They've got curbs there.
Right.
What were they thinking when they planned Donovan Drive? Spent 3 years paving all this thing and building it. What? They're in their turnoff lane in the center. You're supposed to stop out in the middle there. You're going to get hit.
Yeah, for sure. You're Donovan is one of the worst.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah.
Brand new road. Billions of dollars spent over there.
Well, and you know how they're building that truck overpass? Well, they've got all the trucks rerouted through that poor little neighborhood. I feel so bad for those people. And then they run them down that road out there, which is the road that leads out to my grandma's house. And the trucks are tearing that road up.
Yeah. Is your out on Gatto Road or
no,
Borderland?
Borderland, probably. Yeah.
Maybe that will take some of the heavy traffic off of Borderland when they get that done. I hope so.
Yeah.
Look at Country Club Road. It's a living nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
And that road was never designed to take the kind of traffic it has. Mm-hmm. And this city has fought each other back and forth for years. They have an ordinance now. I guess you're not supposed to have any trucks over a certain weight. Drive out there. Sit out alongside that road and watch how many big trucks come on there. And is there a policeman out there to stop one of them?
Not even a sheriff.
No, but we have them stopping little people for driver's license checks all over town.
Oh, gosh. It's such a waste.
It's a big city with small town attitude and people running it.
Mm-hmm.
It's all going on tape.
Yeah, but
blackmail me. Go ahead. But anyway,
nobody's going to know it's you, so don't worry.
I am big bad.
No, you're telling it like
but
it
we
is.
We really have. And it's just like it was a year ago, I was asked by the state of New Mexico to go testify for the state of New Mexico because some guy down here said that the state ruined his valuable land. How familiar are you with Sunland Park Racetrack? You know where
it is? Yeah, I know where it is.
You know that bog hole behind it, between that and the river? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's always been a bosky area.
Yeah.
When they put the road across the river over there, the bridge that crosses, he claimed they ruined his valuable land. And he was suing the state of New Mexico for $1.5 million. And of course,
that's
having lived here forever, I'm one of the older residents, you know, time-wise of living here in the valley. And my brother being a little bit older than I am, even, and was a pilot for the Air Force, had aerial photographs of all this area, okay? And so here comes the state of New Mexico asking me if I would give these transcripts and if I'd go to court and the whole thing. And you talk about a Mickey Mouse thing. This guy was trying to say that he had really valuable land. It was a bosky area. There was a little child. We swam and fished and everything down in there. It took them only 2 hours for the jury to...
To say no, That's my good, brother's, because some people are so greedy.
My brother's aerial photograph from the Air Force is what cinched it, though. Because it was taken in 63, and it showed all the buckles on the whole thing. So...
Yeah. Well, that was lucky.
Yeah. Well,
that's so silly.
But it's been an interesting...
Well, thank you for doing this interview with me. It sure was good. I appreciate it.